Welcome to Theory of Pets. I'm a passionate pet owner with a drive to help others like me uncover the truth about the pet industry and what goes on behind the scenes. There are new businesses and inventions hitting the pet industry every day. Every once in a while, I stumble across one that really piques my interest and is something that seems so simple that we've needed for so long, and it makes me wonder how nobody ever thought about it before. Sniff Spot is a new business created by David Adams, and it was one of those businesses. It really, when I heard about it, it hit me, and I thought, how has nobody thought of this before? So I reached out to David and I wanted to talk with him about the business, of course, what Sniff Spot is, how he got started. And, you know, it's a really inspiring conversation. I hope you guys enjoy listening to it as much as I enjoy talking to David. You know, it just really inspires me, and I want you guys to get inspired too. If you have an idea, even if it's not related to the pet industry, you know, as simple as it might seem, as advanced as it might seem, it can be done. So David is a really wonderful guy, and he's got a lot of tips for people that are looking to get started on their own business. Or, you know, like I said, if you have a product or an idea, it's never too late to get started. So I hope you guys, as I mentioned, enjoy this interview as much as I enjoyed the conversation with David.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Samantha. I'm really excited to talk to everyone. My name is David Adams, and I am the founder of Sniff Spot. You can think of Sniff Spot like Airbnb for off-leash dog areas. So we allow anyone with a yard or land to offer that land as a play area for dogs. And those people offering the land, those are our hosts, they can actually earn money by helping dogs. Meanwhile, dog owners can find safe, private areas to play with their dog. This is something that's increasingly difficult, especially when you're living around a city or in the suburbs, or maybe you don't have a great yard for your dog. I got into this about a year and a half ago. My background is not in pets at all. My background is in technology. I've been working on a previous startup. I left that startup. And I was living in Seattle with my two dogs, and I kept running into this problem where there weren't great places to have my dogs exercise. Both my dogs are very energetic rescues. They are dog selective, so I didn't love dog parks, and I was looking for a better option. Meanwhile, I looked around at all these yards that were always empty, and that was the idea for Sniff Spot. So set it up just as a hobby about a year and a half ago, and it's grown so much that now it's become my full-time thing, and we're currently operating nationwide, and we're actually also operating internationally.
That is fantastic, and I love how you mentioned that you looked around and saw all these yards that weren't being used. It's something that's so simple, but it makes so much sense.
Yeah, and I looked around, I saw the yards, and we have so many great fenced yards in cities where it's so hard to find. However, I've also been really surprised at other people that have listed spaces with us. So we have yards, we have farms, we have people listing forests with us. In fact, we have a mountainside listed in Southern Washington. We have people listing a huge field. We even have people listing indoor spaces, like dog trainers that have spaces. We have people listing ability spaces with us.
Yeah.
So really, we don't put limits on who can list space with us. And dog owners are looking for all kinds of spaces, not just people like me. There's a wide variety of use cases for Sniff Spot, so it's pretty cool to see that kind of community develop.
Absolutely. That's very cool. And, you know, you mentioned dogs being dog selective, and one of our dogs who was raised in the same environment as all of our other dogs, she is our only dog that we've ever had from a puppy. Our others have been rescues that have adjusted and been raised the same way, socialized the same way. And she is dog selective. It's just, we've tried everything that we can. It's just the way that it is with her. we live out in the country and have a lot of land. So we have the freedom, thankfully, to let her explore here. And of course, we only allow and invite other dogs to our home that are friends of hers that she gets along with. But, it's hard to take her to a dog park or, a public beach where dogs are allowed or anything like that, because we just never know. In most cases, she gets along great with other dogs, but if we were, say, living in a city or somewhere where we didn't have this space for her, we would certainly need to check out something like Sniff Spot, where we could find an area for her to go and play where we know that there wouldn't be other dogs, or, at least not a lot of other dogs. Maybe we could go on a time where, nobody else was there, or if there was only one or two other dogs, you could kind of keep to your own area. For example, on the mountainside that you mentioned, you could certainly find your own space there or in a field or something like that.
Most people don't have land like that. And additionally, it's interesting because actually our biggest users are not people living like downtown. It's people that are living in the suburbs, which I found that really, really
interesting.
Surprising.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a lot of like homeowners associations and things that, obviously you can't just let your dogs run all around in the suburbs. So they're looking for places out in away from the city where their dog can run free. And I'm sure that variety, being able to change it up, and one day you're in a field and the next day you're on a mountainside or, by the lake so your dog can go swimming or whatever. I mean, that has to be a big draw with Sniff Spot as well.
A lot of owners like taking their dogs to new places where the dog can sniff new things, or at least to places where other dogs have been since then, because it helps to enrich those dogs.
Yeah, sniffing is so important for that mental stimulation and just getting your dog outside of that everyday routine. People that live in cities or even suburbs, if you go on the same route and walk the same route every day with your dog, it gets mundane and boring after a while. And like you said, I'm sure it's just as boring for the people when you've walked that same way in the same, down the same street or the same sidewalk for, weeks on weeks on weeks. It's boring. It would be nice to get out and see something new and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah. So with this spot, people can actually get out and enjoy themselves. Like people will go to some of our Sniff Spots and they'll bring a blanket and bring a book or do yoga or have a picnic. Or, I've gone to Sniff Spots and bought a bottle of wine, and my partner and I have just relaxed while our dogs run around and have fun.
Absolutely. So tell us how Sniff Spot works from both ways. If you want to let people use your space, or if you're a pet owner looking for a space for your dog.
Yeah. So I'll start with our hosts, which are people that are offering yards or land. So like I said, this is a great way to help dogs. It's also a great way to make money. We have some hosts that are making over $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And to get started, it's really easy. We don't have a lot of requirements. You don't have to have a fenced, you don't have to have fenced land. You don't have to have any kind of certain features. The only thing we ask is that you list property that you have control of. You can't list the public park. You can't list your neighbor's yard. As long as those are true, you can sign up and you can make money. You can help dogs with your yard. So how it works is you can go on our website. It's at sniffspot.com/host. And you can learn about how it works. If you want to sign up, then you click the Get Started button and you fill out an easy form. It has about 20 fields, describes your space, gives us your contact information. We review your information and create your listing and your live. And when you're on the site, then you will receive notification when guests want to come visit your space. You have complete control over when your space is available. You have control over your pricing. You can turn your spot on or off whenever you want. So it's a very simple way to make money. We don't require that you're there. If you want to be there, you can. But often our hosts are out at work or doing other jobs, and they're able to make truly passive income. There's no work involved with this. Like, I can't think of another opportunity where you can make money without doing any work. And the sniff spot, there is no work involved for you. So it's basically free money with helping dogs. For a guest, how it works is you can go to our website, which is sniffspot.com. We also have mobile apps on iOS and Android. You can browse around just like on Airbnb. You go to our search page, enter what filters and information you want to apply to see the kind of sniff spot you want to see: price, location, size, fencing, privacy, whether there are other dogs around or not. And when you want to, you can see photos, reviews, you can learn everything you need to about the spot. When you want to book, you go through a simple process. Once you set up your account, it's easy as three clicks. And then you can go, then you get the access instructions for the spot, and you go visit. And you can let your dog run around and have fun and relax, and it's super easy.
It is super easy, and I love that, you know, it is that simple for somebody like me who's not super tech savvy. It's just a fun, easy way to find a place for you and your dog to hang out. And for anybody that's interested in either being a host or a guest, we are going to have a link to your site right underneath this podcast. So if they want to check that out and get some more information, it's really easy to do. Your site is super user-friendly, so I love that, and I'm sure everybody else will find it very user-friendly as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. And if people, you know, I love getting feedback and connecting with customers. So if people are interested, you can also shoot me an email. I'm at david@sniffspot.com. And I'd love to chat with you, and I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas or questions or thoughts.
And really quickly before we go, David, you have some great news for any of our listeners who may want to get started with Sniff Spot. Can you share that with us, please?
I am really excited that we can share a special offer with the audience of Theory Pets. This is a promo code for new hosts. So if you have your order land and you want to sign up to offer that land, we have a promo code where once you receive your first booking, you can get $25 added to your balance. And that promo code is Pet Theory. So enter that promo code when you sign up. That's one word, Pet Theory. And once you receive your first booking, you'll have $25 added to your balance.
Thank you so much. That's such a great bonus for our audience. And for anybody that didn't catch that, it is going to be under the podcast. So you can copy and paste or whatever, but it's Pet Theory, all one word. And again, that's right below the podcast if you're looking for that. And David, thank you so much. That's a wonderful bonus for our audience. And hopefully there are people out there who want to open their yard or their space, whatever kind of space they might have, for other dogs to enjoy.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot of fun.
And again, I just have to give a huge shout out to David Adams, who is the founder of Sniff Spot, for being on my podcast today. As I mentioned, you know, just really a unique pet business that seems so simple, but it really helps so many people who own pets that don't have space for their animals. Or, you know, like us, we have a big yard, but we have a dog that loves to swim. So if you, not necessarily if you don't have space or enough space for your dog to run and play, but if you're just looking for a new and exciting place with new smells, maybe meet some new dog friends, Sniff Spot is a great place to check out. So again, that website is below, as well as the promo code Pet Theory. So check it out. If you guys have any questions, feel free to jump on our website, theoryofpets.com. There is a link to that below this podcast as well. And when you're on there, if you guys could just leave me a quick review, that really helps when I reach out to people like David so that I can show them that our audience is there and they're listening and you guys want to hear more each week. So I really appreciate the reviews that you guys have given so far. Thanks for tuning in. And I will be back with another great topic next week.